Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid. It's ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and Welsh. That's us. This is the final draft weekend. This is it. These are all the things. There's not going to be another Saturday that you should be, well, at least you should be drafting baseball players, because the season starts up on Thursday. So get it all in. And my suggestion, get it all in maybe on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. Hey, here's another one. Maybe wake up Thursday morning, then do your drafts, because
6 a.m.
Everything
right.
was, I would say not fine, but everything was pretty good for the first half of spring training. And that's wild, by the way. No quarantine stuff, no crazy things, no outbreaks, no major injuries. Then the last week said, I got your injuries right here. And bam, everything is screwed, Boggs. We're going to be talking, you're going to talk football with Bubba. We're going to talk about the NBA trade deadline, which, you know, I got a hand tip. I might have been wrong on my take of what the NBA trade deadline would have been. Holy cow. But we are going to start off with the ridiculous injury barrage that has been March 20th and beyond. And Boggs, I mean, take that lap, man. You know, I took a victory. Yeah. We'll talk about it. I took a victory lap a little bit earlier in the week. You got to take your victory lap to your constant preach that draft as late as possible, because, you know, our boy Pizapia is like, well, we could say goodbye to labor. I dodged a bullet in tout, almost taking Eloy and settling for Kyle Tucker. You know, hat tip to you, man. You are right. Draft as late as possible.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just the thing that I've said for a while in every type of a league, too. It's you want to draft as late as possible to get all of the information, all the injury stuff. Like, this is why week three in the preseason in the NFL is so important. They don't play the starters in week four. So if you get past week three, you're golden. You're clear. You're going to have some healthy guys going into the season. Baseball isn't like that. Eloy made a dumb decision trying to get a home run ball on a spring training fence. It tore his labrum, so to 6 months. It sucks.
We're gonna talk about that more in depth here on the other side of the break. Eloy Jimenez, his big injury, out, I think, theoretically for the season.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Season, but you guys, you stay golden, Pony Boy, because we'll be right back right here on ITL. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid. Grid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. This is The Point in the Radio, where we tell you about our Patreon. You should know it. Some of them are hanging out with us. Come and check us out. Support your boys. Secret shows. All the ranks. Maybe you have last minute prep. Get over on Patreon. $5 will get you some of our rank sheets, which can help you out in your drafts. And we've got tons and tons of other fun stuff. Had a crazy episode earlier this week with Paul Spohr and Justin Mason. You can watch the video if you're a part of our Patreon. Just come and support your boys. Independent podcasting at its best. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Do it today. Eloy Jimenez out for what looks to be 5 or 6 months. Now, I don't do math there good, but that would be the fantasy baseball season, right?
Yep. Yeah, yep. The whole year.
That would be all of it. It is an what was the official injury?
Torn labrum. He has to have surgery on his labrum. So and there, if he was a pitcher, he'd be done for his career. So at least he's a hitter. So
I think there was a false sense of security, whatever you want to call it. There was a false sense of hope that was with this because earlier in the week, Fernando Tatis got pulled and had like an injury thing. And then everyone was like holding your breath. And then they're like, he's fine. So then seeing another one pop up, you're like, well, we might be okay with this. And news comes down. Bogman and Bubba may or may not have information when they record and hopefully
hour
speculate
three.
On it. Yeah, exactly. But a torn pectoral muscle for Eloy Jimenez, 5 to 6
I thought it was
months.
A labrum. My bad.
No, I'm looking right here. It says torn pectoral, left pectoral muscle, and it is 5 to 6 freaking months he's going to be out for. And we are talking about a staple of fantasy production this year. Just to really wrap your heads around it, Boggs, give me your napkin, paper napkin, whatever projections. What do you think the projections had on Eloy on a regular, like, let's call it 150 games? All of them have about between 144 to 147 projected. What do you think his projections look like?
They're always low on batting average. So I'll say 265 batting average, 32 home runs, 95 runs, 100 RBI, and I don't know, 6 stolen bases.
The Bat X projected a 282 batting average.
Wow. Okay.
35 homers, 86 runs, 100 RBIs, and 1 stolen base. So you were right on RBIs. That was about it because they were all higher. ATC, about the same. Same homers, better batting average on ATC, which is an aggregate. More RBIs, less runs. 35 homers, 100 RBIs, and a 280 plus batting average just got slapped out of your fantasy baseball drafts. And good, any of you that are drafting this weekend, good on you, because the tiers are mounting for this. That is how high of production you just lost from a NFBC perspective from March 1st on, 29th overall. 29th. We're talking second round production in a standard roto. You know, he went for, I don't even know how much he went for in tout. And I told you, I was targeting him. He was a target. I couldn't get him. So I went to Kyle Tucker. Thank God it ended up. But he was literally part of my, I had a basic, you know, a money projection of where I wanted to spend. And I put, like, you know, here are the players that I want to mark in there. Eloy was one of the players I had targeted. Like, not just I want an Eloy like, I wanted Eloy Jimenez. This destroys so many drafts, so much production, and the White Sox are literally putting Andrew Vaughn in the outfield to finish out spring training. He might be their answer. Andrew Vaughn, Boggs.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes, you know, we heard earlier that Andrew Vaughn was going to make the roster. So yeah, it's good to know that at least they're going to be able to try to move him around a little bit, I guess. So, you know, he is definitely an everyday player at this point. There's going to be no wonkiness with him, especially if he does look good in the outfield and can play it. But also, if he can't and it doesn't work out, Yasiel Puig still a free agent. Yoenis Cespedes still a free agent. So there are definitely a couple options here for the White Sox to go pick somebody up. I'd love to see Puig in the middle of this lineup. And can you just imagine what his value would do? It'd shoot through the roof if he's hitting in the middle of that White Sox lineup. That'd be absolutely incredible.
You know, it's funny. Like, I kind of think this team is trying to figure out if Cespedes can be their option. And that's why you put Vaughn out there, because Vaughn was going to be their DH. He could be the spelled first baseman. He got a tiny bit of work at third base during the alt site that I wouldn't be shocked if they even did a lineup where Madrigal came out, Moncada went to second, and Vaughn went to third. But to me, a lot of teams were impressed with how the bat was still flying with Cespedes. He's just not an outfield option. He is more DH than anything else. What I see is the team is definitely out there going, all right, Vaughn is here. Can we get him in the outfield? If they feel really comfortable, I kind of think Cespedes could be the internal option. Not internal, but, you know, the external option, because he could maybe sneak a couple in there, but it's primarily Vaughn and he's a DH. Puig, to me, I think is the best of both worlds, and he would be the one if they're not comfortable. They're not comfortable with Vaughn in outfield. You go and take him, because I'm looking and I just don't see true internal options on this roster, Boggs. They're just not built that way. I mean, they signed Billy Hamilton to a minor league deal. Maybe you could do that. Like I know, like you could put him in left if you were really stuck and they didn't want to spend the money. But I feel like Cespedes and Puig, they both want to play. This is the opportunity to get out there. I hope it's Puig. I think Puig makes the most sense in the world. He is versatile. The bat's there. He can run a little bit. I just, whatever they do, I don't want it to take away from Vaughn. And Cespedes worries me a little bit with that bat, I suppose. But this is brutal. This is brutal that this is the spot we're in.
Can you imagine how much fun watching Yasiel Puig and Tony La Russa in the same dugout would be too? That would be immensely fun. I would love to see that too. I'm here for it. I'm here for an old man fighting Yasiel Puig at some point during the season. That would be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're definitely right about Cespedes. I mean, he has lost a lot of steps. So, you know, by stepping into potholes in his farm, apparently. So
I wonder if Cespedes is that much different than Eloy. Like, a lot of people are like, this was the true, why is he not a DH? Why is Eloy not a DH? I'm not sure Eloy's defense versus Cespedes is that crazy off, but he truly has to be.
Eloy can jump. He can definitely jump. He got all the way over that fence. Yeah. So just couldn't make it all the way back down.
So I think Vaughn's fantasy value for this weekend has moved up regardless. Before the injury, it had gone up when they finally committed to saying nothing's taking him off the roster. Bam. Vaughn rocketing it up my ranks. You can see it over on Patreon for this weekend. Here's another little side one, because we could speculate all we want on who they're going to bring in. I just think the next couple days they're going to work him in the outfield. They're probably on the phone and then maybe they'll get something done. But I think they're going to work Vaughn every day in the outfield. As Tony La Russa said, they literally said
there's going to be a lot of cuts too coming up here.
Yeah. So. And there might be a guy that opens up. But another side piece to this is this could help Luis Robert, because Luis Robert, they had been hitting him at two, but he's one of those guys that could move back in the lineup a little bit. This pushes him up a little bit. This gives him the potential to, even if they didn't want him at that two spot, maybe the worst you're hitting is five. And that's right. Not bad, because Abreu can go three, Grandal can go four. And now Robert is in a much better RBI situation. So he takes a little bit of a boost. Vaughn takes a boost overall.
I would be afraid if they do move Robert down that he loses some swipe attempts. So there is that possibility. Yeah, five. So, I mean, just hitting at the top of the lineup, you know, especially behind Tim Anderson, you could be on the back end of a double steal a bunch of times.
I suppose, but he didn't hit in the top of the lineup a lot.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Last year.
Right. That's true. I just, you know, anytime you're going from the top to the middle, you're probably going to lose a couple.
I'm just saying it's one less spot he has to move down in the lineup if things get bad, which I think is good. So it's a slight little comfort level. Vaughn is a better comfort level. He gets him outfield, but you lose Eloy Jimenez, you lose major, major production, and you lose it for the whole year. So early drafts be damned. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. More baseball, more spring training. Bogman and Welsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
It's ITL. Find us on all the podcast apps. The ITL Fantasy Baseball Podcast, Prospect One, if you're in your baseball mode, the basketball, the football, just go to any place, except maybe Google Podcasts on some of them, but go and do a search, iHeartRadio, Spotify, subscribe to the podcast, even ITL on Sports Grid. Make sure you don't miss any of it. Stay in the audio universe that is in this league and do it today. Make sure you're locked in. Ridiculous week last week with the uncensored mock and draft forum. It was a lot of cursing that didn't get bleeped because of the podcast. And it was, I think it was a great way to go out of the final prep because we're going to be in it. I mean, we're going to probably do our shares and some season predictions for the early part of this week. And then we are going to be doing an in-season episode. I mean, opening day is on Thursday, and we're going to be talking about that. So, I mean, baseball is here. No more spring training. And it didn't do us any favors, though. It did us absolutely no favors because we worked through spring training relatively unscathed. Of course, not always. And then within this last week, just hammered. So Eloy Jimenez is the big, huge one that everybody woke up to on Thursday. And this is the one we've been talking about. This is the one that kills everything. But it wasn't the OG. Zach Gallen was the other one. And we're still actually kind of in a limbo phase because Gallen had the hairline fracture in his forearm. And we were debating that with Spore and Justin Mason. And we don't have a definitive timeline, be it 2 weeks or be it 6 weeks, but it's brutal and it's decimated his value outside of the top 100, where Eloy is now not draftable, unfortunately.
Yeah, Eloy is just completely, he's got to be completely off list. Gallen has to move down, but I don't know if I'm going to completely take him off my list. You know, I've been
thinking I didn't take him off mine, but I moved him. I mean, I guess you're referring to what said he's out.
Yeah, Spore said he's out. Mason said, yeah, you probably need to take this guy off the list. You know, outside of some Isaiah Kiner Falefa stuff we need to talk about in a couple minutes here. Yeah. But the Zach Gallen stuff, it really sucks, and he's going to miss time. But there's no structural damage. There shouldn't be anything holding him back to getting into a normal routine and rhythm once he gets there. Now, how long is that going to take? That's the big question, because it's a hairline fracture. They even said they're going to allow him to throw and play catch, you know, just not
light.
Light stuff during it. But I mean, that's not something you would ever hear if someone had a partially torn anything. So it is a minor injury, but you have to wait until it's 100% healed before he is good to go. And we just don't know how long that's going to take. But I think a month, you know.
OK, so here, let's do this. What do you think? When did that injury happen?
That injury happened. Well, it happened 10 days before they announced it. So,
but when did it get announced?
2 weeks ago.
It was Monday. Monday. Okay.
Yeah, so it was Monday when it was announced, right?
I'm going to go Tuesday. We're recording this on Thursday. Tuesday to Thursday on NFBC. There are 29, and I'm doing all of NFBC, not Draft Champs. There's 29 drafts that have happened. I haven't.
Can I guess?
Yet. That's what I want you to do.
No, I haven't.
Guess where Zach Gallen from Tuesday to Thursday on average is going.
150 overall.
Higher.
High. A 120 overall.
Higher.
100 overall.
Higher.
80 overall. I mean, it's like 40 before. I mean,
89 okay. Has been his NFBC average. He technically 91, but it's averaged out to 89. There are 29 drafts. That is a 59 spot drop. The high. Okay, guess the high and the low.
High. Someone just didn't notice. So probably like 40.
Very
and
close.
Then
35.
Low is about 150.
258.
258.
Yeah. So oh here I'm going to do one more. Now I'm going to move it to Wednesday to Thursday when there's been a little bit more. I know. All right. So let's see. That was adding the first day.
Which is worse, by the way? You know, like, is letting him slide to 258 for that whole league worse, or is someone taking him in the 40s with the injury worse?
Well, he went 35. That's worse.
30. Yeah. Okay. 35 is worse. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. That's worse. So now, now 2 days, because again, each day of information we recorded on Tuesday night with Spore and Mason, and we did get some information. We got the hairline fracture stuff. So now 16 drafts Wednesday and Thursday on NFBC happened. 16 of them. Where do you think Zach Gallen went? This is after knowing now officially hairline fracture. Yeah, you know all of it.
Let's say 125.
Higher.
100.
Higher.
80.
81.
He 81. Went okay.
Higher Wednesday and Thursday than if you add Tuesday. So,
that makes sense because it's speculative on Tuesday and it's forearm, and forearm is always the thing that is the precursor to Tommy John, right? So,
I guess
I think that actually makes sense that he goes higher the last 2 days now that we know that it is quote unquote just a hairline fracture.
The high was still the same. So the high came between Wednesday and Thursday. But the low, though, was 176 between that time. So
And that's what I thought he was going to average, because you don't want to walk in, especially NFBC is a different beast, too, because NFBC, there are no IL spots at all whatsoever. You don't get them. So you have to just, you know, eat the weeks that he's going to miss on your roster and not be able to use that spot. So that kind of sucks.
So I'm not sure if this has been recalculated or not, but I'm looking over on on FanGraphs, and I'm looking at the projections on Gallen. And I know it's hard to project, but the bat only has 130 innings projected. So I feel like that is a reprojection. I feel like, because ATC has 171, and I feel like
that's not it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the bat reprojected. And they were projected at 130, only 8 wins, 24 starts on the year.
So that sounds right. You miss about a third, you know, a quarter of your starts. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're accounting for, which still makes him draftable. I just don't see him with the injury. I don't see the risk going inside the top 100. I'm not like Sporing them where I would take him completely off the board. You start getting into like the one, like here's one. Sixto Sanchez versus him. I know people like Sixto. He's going to be on an innings limit cap. He's probably not going to. They already said he's not going to pitch for the first 2 weeks when they don't need a starter. So, like, you know, eating an extra week, let's call it just for argument's sake here, an extra week of Gallen. I would take Gallen, I think, over Sixto Sanchez at this point. And Sixto has an NFBC, I just had it, of 126 between those two times. And that's him going up. So I think when you get into that 120, 130 range, depending what your roster looks like this weekend, you could take a dip, especially with IL spots too. You can take a little bit more of a dip, and maybe there'll be more information by the time this hits and there's a bigger timeline. There is no timeline. Eloy, timeline is clear. It's 5 months. Guess what? Not worth anything. 5 months takes you, if you're starting in April, takes you out of the fantasy playoffs. Yeah. 6 months takes you out of the season. He's done. He's off board. You don't draft him. Gallen's a little bit of a different story.
How annoying.
Did you just lose $100?
I almost did. how annoying is it that after this injury happened, they came out and said, well, we're going to limit Gallon's innings anyway.
It's
like, it's the stupidest nonsense, crappy answer to anything that I've ever seen. It's ridiculous. Right?
I hated everybody being like, well, it's not a big, like all the bloggers for Arizona and stuff were like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like he was going to get limited anyways. Didn't you guys know that? Like, what are you talking about? The guy would go deeper into games. He got a good season in. Like they're really going to limit him. They're really going to go crazy. I mean, I know he hasn't topped 100 innings pitch in a full season, but they make it sound like he was going to have 130 innings, like what's being projected now. I don't think so. I think
nonsense.
All teams were having versions of limiting that. I think Gallen would have ended up looking like an everyday regular starter based on his innings. Like, yeah, maybe Bieber and DeGrom can top 200 this year, but most wouldn't. So Gallen would have been fine. They just made it this big, stupid deal. Like, it's not a big deal, guys. If he only misses 2 weeks, and they still haven't given a timeline. And that's the problem with the injuries. And that's a problem where we're sitting at right now. We also had, this is another mystery one, George Springer, an oblique strain. I'm telling you, these all happened within the last week.
Right.
Coming into these final drafts, now George Springer has got this oblique, and that's a little bit worrisome. We were hoping he was going to run a little bit more. He was going to lead off, and we don't have a timeline of how much time is going to be missed on him. That has to move him. Where do you think Springer is over the last? I still have this 2 days up. Where do you think he's gone to?
Last 2 days, I don't know, 75, 80?
Not that far. He's only moved down. This is on that 16 drafts from Wednesday to Thursday, the most relevant NFBC. He's dropped essentially 12 spots. He's dropped one round. He's being drafted at 56 overall.
56. All right. I guess that makes sense because the Blue Jays don't seem to be worried about this, right? You know, they seem to say, maybe a couple of weeks and then he'll be fine. But oblique things last, they linger, especially for hitters. So
I think you could start on the IL. I think you could miss.
I think I'm more likely to take Springer off of my, not off of my board, but just what? Know that I not off my board, but just know that I'm not going to get him, like lower him to well past where he's going in that 50s range to the 70s or 80s. And just know, look, someone else is going to take him. It looks really good in Toronto, but this is something that bothers hitters for a long time, this oblique stuff. I don't want to mess with it at all. I mean, you see oblique for a pitcher and you're like, is this thoracic outlet? You know,
high of 36, low of 72. That's what's happened in the last 2 days with this oblique injury.
See, I think I would want him around 75 and he's not going in that range. NFBC is different because people take more risks in NFBC, obviously.
Yeah, but there's no IL stuff. So, I mean,
I know.
They do and they don't. I think that's about the spot. I think you should worry, but I don't have as much worry. He's going below Judge, where before he was going above Judge. He was going above Starling Marte. And I would take those guys over Springer, but like Springer versus a Rosarena, Springer versus, you know, Teoscar Hernandez. Those are some of the questions, but we're being riddled with these injuries across the board. So your team construction is more important than ever. We got a few more news and notes. We got to talk about the falafel situation that we had and a whole bunch more. So don't go anywhere. ITL on Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
It is In This League. We are back. Do you guys hear this music behind us? Yeah, so I put it up closer, Bogman.
It just stopped. Oh, they're going to a new song now.
So what happened on the break was Bogman got a call from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it was our girl, Misty, or whatever her name. What's her name?
Misty Miles? I can't remember her last name.
Misty Miles, we're going to call her. That's a great name, by the way. I can use that in some spots. Misty Miles from the Pittsburgh Steelers called Bogman on the break, and I said, pick it up. And she was like, hey, this is Misty. You're being sent to a live interactive Steelers event. And we said, sure. And Bogman's just on hold with like the Steve Sable music.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know how they got my phone number. I guess I bought so much crap off of the Steelers website that they put my phone number on some list. And now whenever they do these fan forum, whatever things, I get a call and I can be one of the dumb rednecks on asking like, do you guys think Ben Roethlisberger is going to be able to stay healthy the whole year? You know, one of those.
You
dumb
think Le'Veon
questions.
Bell would come back to the Steelers?
Lev Bell's still out there. We ain't got a running game no more. You think James Conner's gone? You think maybe we can pick it back up?
You think the Steelers should trade for Deshaun Watson? You think we would do that? Hang up.
I did. I hung up.
I wanted
to. Were we gonna spend a whole whole segment here listening to all the old NFL films music and then ask one dumb question?
Yeah. What show do you think this is? I was asking, what do you think we do here? Yeah, we would eat 10 minutes.
You do here.
We would eat 10 minutes of that NFL films music and we would ask a dumb question live on here. That's what we're built for.
You guys think you'll be serving them cinnamon toast shrimp things in the stands this year? What was that all about, by the way? Did you see that trend happening?
Topanga's boyfriend found shrimp in a cinnamon, which by the way, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is my one seed. So to see that there was like frozen shrimp in there is disheartening to say the least.
I mean, how did that happen? You know what I mean? Like what was the catalyst to this? And then I saw all of the,
like you just you opened
know,
it. There's shrimp.
Goofy pictures of people made that, you know, it was like a cinnamon toast crunch shrimp Oreo that somebody made that looked absolutely disgusting. So
there's a picture of whoever the guy is, they're just calling him like cinnamon toast shrimp. That guy, that guy is married to Topanga from Boy Meets World. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, look, by the way, there was an interview with Topanga. She was on a show with one of our old favorite podcasts. And I remember she was talking about whoever this guy is. And one of the hosts goes, yeah, I bet this guy's got a 12-pack abs, right? You could do all of your laundry just on his stomach. She's like, no, I like a guy with like a little bit of a beer belly and loves to play video games. And then someone was like, wow, Chad just went flush. Can you believe this? This is what Topanga just said.
But there's a picture of this guy who, I mean, he looks just like us. Like if we were to get Topanga, then Topanga, and then she's standing next to Bojan Bogdanovic. Boban.
Boban. Oh my God.
And I actually wanted a live commentary of like, what do you think when you see this picture, Bogman? Like, give me your thoughts on what you see with Topanga, her hand around Boban, and their height difference. It is white. Do you seeing it?
Yeah, I think this is a category on some HubSite.
Save it for a secret show. But yeah, so I don't know how we got there, but yeah, the internet culture. Well, why did you bring that up? We were just talking about the NFL thing, and then you brought up shrimp.
I don't know. It was just, you know, top of my mind. It's something that's been going on all over Twitter and everything over the last couple of days. So
look at you.
Just very strange.
Look at you up on the stuff. I'm very proud of you. You got the stuff and thing. All right. So we were talking about all of the chaos that has been spring training and the injuries. And I mean, really,
and like you said, spring training was fairly uneventful for the last week. You know, it seemed like it was going to be somewhat normal. I mean, there's been some weird stuff happening, but not anything crazy like these injuries.
So. Framber. And then you've got, you know, even the Kirby Yates one, like Kirby Yates having Tommy John surgery and being out, which Jordan Romano, it's Jordan Romano's season, even though they didn't commit. Like, I know DVR has been out tweeting that Romano is going to be a top 10 closer for this year. They're still not saying that it'll be him, but that's the guy that you draft. Even if we had walked out with like Framber and then I don't know what other little dinky ones we had, and then like Yates having Tommy John, it's still a relatively mild. It's like a relatively mild spring training. But then it's, I mean, the Eloy Jimenez one is devastating. And then the Zach Gallen one was kind of the start of all of it. And you've got more. Kevin Biggio had an x-ray on his pinky, which was negative. So, I mean, that's a little bit of a dodge bullet. Randy Arozarena is currently dealing with forearm soreness. Got to watch out for that. Harrison Bader, that's not a big one, but he's going to miss the next 4 weeks.
Well, he had been playing better than Carlson, too. Like, Bader had been really winning that job out of spring training, and that really sucks that he's going to miss a month, you know?
Yeah. The most important, though, of all of the issues, not just injuries, was the send down of Dalton Varsho. That one was your boy's victory lap. Our boy, Miles Nelson over pitcher list. The reason I'm becoming synonymous, and I'll take it, even though everyone's going to forget it now, unless he does something good. But I made a little stink about Dalton Varsho in pitcher list's PitchCon event. I was a part of the blind draft, and I had some pitcherless person drafting one side of our team, and I was drafting the other, and there were a bunch of other industry people doing it. And in like the 13th round or something, he took Dalton Varsho, and I hated it. I had loved a lot of what this guy had done. I hated it, and they wanted to focus on it. I may or may not have cursed when it happened, and they made it a focal point of the live event. Using memes and stuff, and Miles, like, he had it ready. Like, Miles told me, he's like, he's ready for anything that Varsho does, but they wanted Varsho to succeed. Varsho ain't succeeding. Got sent down.
Well, he had like a 12-1 strikeout to walk ratio. He hit like 143 in the spring. Like, it was just clear that he wasn't ready, right? And he played a lot last year, a decent amount last year. So he'll go down to AAA. He'll get on his horse and he'll start hitting and he'll get called up. But it just didn't make sense. I never understood the love for Varsho. I just never thought that dude was going
to be. I like the guy.
No, yeah, look, he's going to be a good player. I'm not trying to cut him down. All I'm saying is I don't think he was ready, and you don't take a catcher and put him in center field and play him every day, right? It's not something that happens usually. So I just never thought that he was going to be the everyday center fielder. Maybe even the most day center fielder would have been fine for him, but not an everyday player. I just thought that was a bit, the expectations were a bit too high.
And that was my problem, is the expectations for this year. It makes it seem like I don't like Dalton Varsho. That's not the case. He's a guy who's caught and can be a 2020 player, makes hard contact. He's smaller. He's like a smaller bulldog like type of guy. He's versatile. I like him. But people anointed him the number 6 overall catcher. He was going 150 or something in NFBC just because he was going to play more outfield. Even if he made the roster, I don't think he was playing every day. I hated every part of it. Then he had a bad spring. And I told everybody, you know, beat reporters are saying they don't think Varsho is going to even make the roster right now because the team is committed to Vogt. Vogt's a team leader and Carson Kelly is their future. It all is going to come down to, you know, how is his bat playing and would they play him in the outfield? And his bat isn't playing and it wasn't working. And he got sent down and I got blown up on Twitter. Lots of people, because people followed it, were tagging.
I liked your Vince McMahon.
Well, that, and so that's the one. So Miles, he said, he quote tweeted when Varsho got option. He said, just patiently waiting for Welsh's reaction to this. And then he went, first victory lap of the year. And I quote tweeted with, I don't know what you mean. And then Vince walking down. And as somebody said, this should be, I think it was a Dynasty Asset said, this should probably be the official victory lap GIF. And I agree. It should be. It should be the Vince McMahon one. And I'm taking my laps. And I got tagged in a bunch of other posts, Zach Buchanan, of people wanting me to know. I know, guys. I saw it. Dalton Varsho down. But that, Bogman, wasn't the best non-catcher interaction we've had. How about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Now, here's an interesting thing that's happening. We live streamed this event. There are people, there's a couple people in here, part of our army, that are watching us do the radio, but that podcast has not dropped as we're doing this. It will have dropped by the time everybody is listening to this on the podcast. We had Paul Sporer and Justin Mason on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast for what we call Draft Forum. We had lots of topics. We were answering questions, and one came up.
My guy Luke, who now feels so bad about this question.
Yeah, he does. Luke smartly, and multiple people very smartly, noticed that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa qualifies a catcher on Yahoo, only Yahoo, because they decided that they are reverting back to 2019's position eligibility, which is the dumbest thing of 2021 in fantasy baseball. The hands down the stupidest thing, but that's what they wanted to do. So they've pointed out, and I had a couple people ask me this, hey, should I be targeting him? And I go, yeah, I think you should. This is an actual everyday player who will qualify at catcher. He is the starting shortstop and he's the leadoff guy. He's the leadoff guy for the Texas Rangers. This question comes up. I bring it up. I bring up the target of like, hey, should you start targeting him after Grandal? Spore blows up. Mason defends. You kind of, you didn't really pick a side.
I was poking. I was really stirring the pot. I was just there to stir the pot.
You were there to poke. That's 100% right. Yeah. You were there to poke. And then Justin Mason and I both really pushed, which became an episode long rant about Falefa, us just going at Spore, and Spore was losing his mind. Like, he went in hard. If you like cursing, he went hard.
Did you guys realize that we were doing that on Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's birthday? So during his birthday,
we find out it was Falefa's birthday the day we did it.
I can't believe we're getting roasted on my birthday.
Here is the greatest thing that happened the day after the podcast, the day after we recorded it. It's still not released at the moment we're doing this. FanGraphs releases a positional power. Remember, Spore works at FanGraphs. They released a positional power rankings of shortstop. Now, you have to remember the very mean things that Spore said about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. This article releases. Kiner-Falefa quote tweets that article saying,
because they've got the Rangers at the bottom, dead last of productivity.
Shortstop. He's a starting shortstop. And he quote tweets saying, this is going on my locker. I wonder who led the AL in defensive war last year. So he drops a war bomb on them. He says it's locker room material. And Bogman and I are looking at each other going, I hope he doesn't hear this podcast and it all makes sense. And even Spore was like, uh-oh, here we go. And I quote tweeted and I said, everybody, please reference this tweet when you listen to our podcast, which you can go and listen to right now. If you're listening on the radio on Saturday, because, oh boy, it is a great piece. So everyone's tagging me on Varsho. Got nothing. My Varsho tweet should be nothing to what Spore is going to see this year on IKF. It's over.
And it was a fun discussion. It was a little bit of a real discussion, but after that, it just was poking the bear.
Well, we had a real discussion, but then as we moved to new questions, Justin and Bogman and I found reasons to insert
to go back. Right.
Yeah, we kept doing that. So I highly suggest if you want some good fodder and be ready, because when IKF starts doing work, you're going to need the tag Spore. Just like I expect everyone.
Moro Casino. Social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
On Will with Varsho. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. It's ITL's Bogman 12.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
That's right. It's ITL back. It's Bogman. It's Wells. Thank you guys for tuning in. At is at the Welsh at Bogman Sports. Ending out the hour. Tiny little segment before we get into hour two where I think we're going to revisit our no work on the spot bracket that we put together. Let's see what it looks like in the next hour. How about that?
I mean,
right?
I don't think that's necessary at all.
I think people have been getting
tons of March Madness coverage without us. I think it's okay if we just skip on past it.
Oh, and they'll continue getting it. We'll see what our Sweet 16 looks like going into the weekend, what we ended up doing. Also talk about the crazy, crazy trade deadline. And this is a time where you can have some MLB trades. Everybody needs to remember because as rosters are getting locked in and, the White Sox are someone that have got to look out. Think about something like this, like Mike Tauchman is getting some trade interest. There are teams that are just not going to have enough roles. They don't want to just cut a player. They don't have options and stuff like that, that you're going to have interested parties. You know, we're talking about Puig. We're talking about Cespedes. As Andrew Vaughn is working in the outfield, maybe the White Sox call on Tauchman. You know, that would be, I mean, you want to talk about fantasy value that could boost this weekend. Be on the lookout for that. If Tauchman were to get traded to the White Sox and be a full-time outfielder / DH or whatever, get out of here. I mean, you might be 25 easy plus homers on him. I think he would push that top 200. You'd have to be looking at him.
Yeah, and that's not the only deal that could happen here. We could, guys that are going to get cut, maybe we could get some deals with. Like, there are definitely a couple of options here for the White Sox.
Diamondbacks might need something right now. Diamondbacks might be looking with the Cole Calhoun issues. I mean, there are.
But he was at batting practice the other day, so I don't think he's going to be very far off. He might only miss a couple weeks of the regular season. So, hopefully, fingers crossed that he can, because I don't want to see Tim LaCastro out in center for too long.
So. And I wonder who the teams that are like already ready to move. Like, you know that like the Orioles are kind of out of it. They just bought like cheap options, but there are going to be some roster construction battle moves that are going to happen. Maybe some young guys are going to win. I think the Mariners are another one to look at. You know, if the Mariners, if they do decide to break with Kelnick, they could possibly move, a Jake Fraley or something like that to a team that's looking for depth. So be on the lookout this whole weekend. Maybe take advantage of last second snap ups for your drafts. But don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's hour two. It's more in this league. With the bracket talk right here on Sports Grid.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.